Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Fired up to talk to Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. Talking about the NFL, Commanders, all of it via the Rude Guest Hotline. Frank, what's up, dude? How you been?
Hey, what's happening?
Not much, man. Brian and I are live in Madrid as we get ready for the Commanders-Dolphins game on Sunday. Why don't we start there? Just kind of your thoughts on a pair of 3-7 teams that Europe gets to watch.
Yeah, these poor people of Madrid, Spain. Like, this is the best we can offer you. Sorry. Like, and I mean, and honestly, like, the NFL couldn't have known. I mean, we expected the Commanders to be good and Dolphins, I guess. Like, I didn't expect them to be very good, but still, it should have been a more entertaining game than this. You know, I feel bad for the Commanders. I really do. I mean, such a long-awaited, glorious season last year. So fun. So many great wins. The Jaden story was awesome. The run to the NFC Championship game was so great. Those fans deserved it, maybe more than anybody else after living through the Dan Snyder era. And then to just come back to earth this season. I knew regression was coming. I think everybody kind of knew that, you know, you can't keep winning games on Hail Marys. Like, that's not going to sustain very often. But it just, the pendulum swung so far the other way where the Commanders haven't caught a break all year. I mean, it has just been miserable for them. And I really do. Like, I'm not even pandering because you guys are talking to me. I really do feel for Commanders fans because last season was so great, so fun, so well-deserved, waiting so long for it. And then all of a sudden this happens, and it's just it's got to be miserable around there.
It is. I look at it, and I look at it just like I look at last year. Like, I told JP last year, you don't have injuries in one year, they come in the next year. And yeah, I can see this thing flipping completely to the other direction next year. So, I mean, I know this year is bad, but this is not a one-year, two-year thing. This is something for the long haul. And you seemingly have the quarterback that can get it done. If they could just function, get some positivity out of this year, I think they can come right back.
I do, too. The one thing that bothers me about the Commanders is they do have the oldest roster in football. Like, that is something that has to be addressed. And you look back and, you know, was it smart to trade for Debo? Was it smart to trade for Tunsil? They acted like they had arrived in that way. But Tunsil is going to be a good player for a while, so at a very valuable position. So maybe not. I mean, maybe that was the right move. But I think in this next offseason, Adam Peters has to take a long look at that roster. Like, how do we get younger, much younger, like much, much younger, mm-hmm. to kind of get back to the, okay, we do have the main piece with Jaden Daniels. Got a lot of other good players, got a good coach. I like Dan Quinn still. How do we get it back to, okay, this is kind of the middle of the rebuild. How do we get it back to that where it's more of a, you know, trying to be good over the next 3 or 4 years rather than just trying to win the NFC East this year. I think that it's just going to be a very, very interesting offseason to see how they approach it.
Yeah, it's going to be. And, you know, this past offseason, was just disjointed with what we thought the goals were. Joining us now is Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer and contributor to Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports TV. I want to zoom out a little and just talk about the league as a whole. B and I are here in Europe. That game was on in the like abject middle of the night.
I didn't see that game.
What did you have a column out, I think this morning, about how New England has turned it around and the Jets are just a joke of an organization.
Yeah, I mean, basically that's it. Like, when you're owned by Woody Johnson, you have no chance. Like, that's just the when you have the worst owner in the NFL, like, it is just hard. It is hard to produce a winner. And I think it's just startling.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know better than anybody, really. It's just startling to me that from 2022 to 2024, the Jets had more wins than the Patriots. Like, they were both at the bottom of the AFC East each year, winning, you know, four or five games, whatever it was. And one team has figured it out, and the other team is still where they are. And the difference, like, that game was always kind of close last night, score-wise, where you're like, all right, the Jets are only down 7 or 10. But if you've watched football long enough, and you've watched the Jets at all this season, you knew there was zero chance for them to win. Zero. They are just pathetic. They're a bad football team. They're barely a professional organization at this point. Their offense is maybe the worst I've seen passing wise in my life. Like, it is unbelievable. Like, Justin Fields was never this bad. Like, Justin Fields was not a great passer by any means, but he's had four games of 54 passing yards or fewer this season. Tim Tebow never had a game like that. Like, Tim Tebow is the guy we always talk about with, like, oh, he's a guy who couldn't pass the football. Justin Fields has had four games worse than Tim Tebow's worst game in the NFL, and that's just this season. And he had 27 yards at halftime yesterday. It's just, I don't know how it's this bad for the Jets. Whereas the Patriots, look, it helps when you nail a pick like Drake May. Like, right? Like, you get a third pick. You end up getting an MVP candidate your second year. Great. Like, that's how you turn around a franchise really, really quick. And the Jets would, too. If the Jets had their Drake May, they'd look a lot better, too. But it's just startling to me that the Patriots figured this out really, really quickly, and now they're probably going to win the AFC East this year. Whereas the Jets, you look and you just say, what hope is there? Aside from the draft picks that are coming, but you traded some good young players to get those draft picks. Aside from the draft picks are coming, what hope do you have that the Jets turn this around? It's just miserable. It just has to be terrible to be a Jets fan.
I think you're right. My producer at NBC is a Jets fan, and she hates them. So I think you're right.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, it is. They're just, again, when you have a bad owner, and that's why the whole, you know, the story came out this week about the NFLPA's report cards and the NFL pushing to get those eliminated. And we knew Woody Johnson was behind this, and he was. That was the reporting from ESPN. And it's no surprise at all, because instead of looking at that report card and seeing, I'm the lowest rated owner year after year, I need to get better, Woody Johnson says, well, this whole thing is bogus and we need to get rid of it so this never happens again. Like, that's the mindset of Woody Johnson. And you cannot overcome a bad owner. Again, you guys know this better than anybody. If you're a fan of a team and your owner just absolutely stinks, you know, you could trade the quarterback, you can fire the head coach, you can fire the general manager. You can't get rid of the owner. And that's why Jets fans are just so stuck, because they're Browns fans, or there's a few owners. I don't think Jacksonville's owner is very good. Miami's owner. We could talk about a lot of different owners, but really Woody Johnson stands out as the guy who, as long as he's the owner, the Jets are not going to be good.
Talking with our friend Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. You can give him a follow at Yahoo Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B. Lot of big games this weekend, Frank, and I know you'll be all over it as Yahoo Sports senior NFL writer and contributor to Inside Coverage on Yahoo Sports TV. I kind of want to just run through. I mean, this is a juicy week in the NFL. What do you think for Bucks Bills?
It's really interesting. I don't know what to make of the Bills right now. I really don't. Like everybody else, I thought after September, I'm like, this is a Super Bowl team, right? They're 4-0. Mm-hmm. Everybody else in the AFC had its problems, like the Ravens and the Chiefs were losing. And you're like, this is it. This is it for the Bills. And they have been, they're 2-3 teams since then, since September. And you look and their defense isn't very good. And their offense around Josh Allen's not very good. And they were really, I found it funny that Brandon Bean, their GM, was like, this isn't fantasy football, or you could just trade all your draft picks. Well, maybe you should have done something. Like, I don't know. The window is not going to stay open forever, especially Drake May in that division now. So, yeah, I don't know what to make of the Bills, and the Buccaneers are one of those teams that's just good. They're fine. Injuries have really, really hurt them. Godwin, Evans, Irving. I think the Buccaneers can keep this close, though, because I don't think it's as easy as, oh, the Bills were embarrassed by last week's loss to the Dolphins. They're going to bounce back and beat the heck out of somebody. Like, I don't think they're that team anymore. I don't think they could just impose their will on somebody like that. So I expect that to be a really close, good game.
Yeah, because they lost the game not long before that to somebody they weren't supposed to lose
totally.
To.
A game that's probably not on that many radars, but I think Chargers-Jags is interesting. Chargers look like they're really finally ascending, kind of hitting where Harbaugh wants them to be. Yet this game's in Jacksonville. You know, the Jags have been up and down, certainly. But what do you think, Northern Florida?
Yeah, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. I do my picks every Thursday, and I was like, I don't love the Chargers going on the road, the early start. You know, that's always kind of weird for West Coast teams. Their offensive line still has issues, but, man, Harbaugh's a good coach. He really is. It's just year after year he proves he is one of the best people on the planet at coaching football. He's quirky, but he's really, really good. So I picked the Chargers because I just don't know. I think I hate to be body language police or anything, but – man, you watched Liam Cohen. He is just so frustrated with Trevor Lawrence. Like, it is just, you can see it's like every other coach has been with Trevor Lawrence. It's like there's supposed to be more here, and there's just not. Like, this is who they are. Their last three, since they beat the Chiefs, which was supposedly the turning point for the Jaguars,
right?
They've lost two of three, and their only win came late in overtime against the Raiders when they batted down a two-point conversion. Like, the Jaguars are kind of a bad team right now. And, yeah, the Chargers are a good team. So, even on the road, I guess I'll take them.
This one I think is interesting because Chicago keeps winning games late. And maybe Caleb Williams really is becoming the guy people thought when he was drafted number one overall. Going on the road to play the Vikings. That defense is complicated. Brian Flores really good at what he does. Big NFC North battle.
Yeah, and you know, remember back to week one, Caleb came out, looked really good with the script. Once they got off of the script, it was like, oh yeah, Brian Flores is shutting off their water right now. That defense clamped down. I kind of expect the same thing. I hate to, look, the Bears are having a good season. One of those, kind of like the Commanders last year, where it's like a lot of breaks. Their fans should be excited about it. They've been waiting for this. But at the same time, I look at that team and say, this is just kind of fraudulent. Like, they can't. They should have lost to the Giants. If Jackson Dart doesn't get concussed last week, they lose to the Giants at home.
They should have lost to the Raiders a month ago.
Should have lost to I know. And it's like, I just don't trust this team at all. So you look and, you know, the point spread is, you know, Vikings -3. And I think the casual people would be like, well, the Bears have won 6 of 7. And that other, the Vikings are 4 and 5. How are the Vikings a full field goal favorite? Well, it's because they're the better team. I don't care about the records. I think the Vikings are a better team, and I think they win this game.
Mm. Keeping it going, there's a huge game on the West Coast, Seahawks-Rams. Might be the best game of the weekend. Yep. I don't know what to think in that game. Spread's pretty tight.
In L.A.? Field.
In L.A., yeah.
One of those games where you're like, I like both of these teams. Like, these two teams are – there's not many weaknesses with either of these teams. Coaching, quarterback, skill guys around the quarterback, the defenses. Like, both of these teams are just excellent. I prefer the Seahawks just a little bit more. Like, you got to pick one, right? Like, if you're picking a lane here, it's hard to choose between the two because Stafford has just been so ridiculously good. But I've liked the Seahawks team since early in the season and just thought they were – a little underrated even. I think they're getting their due now, but, you know, mid-season when they were like, they lost a couple games they shouldn't have lost, and they were like 3-2, 4-2, whatever. I think people were slow to come around to the fact that this Seahawks team might be the best in football. I do power rankings every week, and I for a second thought, can I just put the Seahawks at number one? Because I truly think they might be the best team in football. And I know it's tough to go on the road at L.A., and, you know, they're a good, well-coached team. But I got to pick one or the other. I'm going to pick the Seahawks here.
Okay, but Sam Darnold, do you think he's completely gotten across that hump yet?
I think he has. Like, we're holding those two games against him, the ones at the end of last year. And other than that, he has been one of the best quarterbacks in football. Like, at some point, we just have to say he's had a weird career path, like a Rich Gannon-type career path, where it just doesn't make any sense based on what we know and history and all that. But the results are the results, and Sam Darnold has been an excellent quarterback for two seasons now, other than those two games. And if you're going to hold those two games against him forever, that okay, that's fine. But I believe I saw that his teams are 23-5 the last two seasons. Like, it's hard to deny at some point. I think he's here. I think Sam Darnold is just a good quarterback, hard stop. And we got to come around to the fact that, I don't think he's going anywhere.
All right, I got two more big games. Chiefs going to Denver, KC against the Broncos, division rivalry, usually a good game. Denver's got a pretty big lead in that division. They need this one, though, to really feel like they've gotten over this Chiefs hump.
Yeah, and I think that I don't think people have really realized that if the Chiefs lose this game, their string of AFC West championships is probably over, because the Broncos would be 3.5 games ahead of them with six to play. I mean, it's hard to blow that lead in that little amount of time, especially for a Broncos team that if they do win would be 9-2. We've spent so much time talking about the Broncos offense. Oh, why isn't it better? Why is Bo Nix regressed? Look at that ugly game against the Raiders, blah, blah, blah. And we're not talking enough about their defense. That defense is nasty. That defense is awesome. I have full respect for the Broncos defense, and I also think at some point Sean Payton's going to figure out the offense. I know he probably should have by now. It's week 11. We can't keep saying this every week, but I do have faith in Payton. I think the Broncos win this game straight up. I think the Broncos are a good football team, and I get the offense has had its issues, but they just have gotten lucky in the fourth quarter. Now, they've made plays in these fourth quarters against the Eagles and against even the Giants. Like, I get they could have lost these games. I keep saying about Denver. There are two losses this year. No time left on the clock at Indianapolis, and no time left on the clock at the Chargers. We love Indianapolis. We love the Chargers. They're that close to being undefeated this year. I just think the Broncos are very, very, very underrated because their offenses look bad, and that's legit. Like, their offense has looked bad, but I don't know. You give me they're getting 4 points now. I think that's the most disrespectful spread I've seen all season. Like, really? You're going to give me an 8-2 Broncos team with maybe the best defense in football getting 4 points at home where they won 10 in a row? Okay, I'll sign up for that. I'm fine with that.
All day.
Yeah, man. And then Sunday night we get Eagles-Lions in Philly. Should be a good one.
Man, this was another game where I'm like, I don't know. I have no idea. I have a lot of respect for the Lions. I think the Lions are a good football team. They've had a few losses, unlike last year when they just about ran the table. But I just, you know, the whole, like, you know, you guys saw last week, Dan Campbell takes over the play calling duties, and I think he just I'm not trying to portray him as some simpleton meathead that he gets portrayed as a lot of times, but I think he simplified things to, hey, let's get Jahmyr Gibbs the ball a little bit more. Hey, right. Let's get Jamison Williams the ball on the move a little bit more. Like, this should be obvious, and we overcomplicate things sometimes. And I think just a new voice calling the plays. And like you said, it's a collaborative process. And you know, I think that the tenets of their offense are there, but I think they needed a new voice to kind of, get number zero the ball. Like, he's going to score a touchdown almost every time. So I think that was a big boost for them. But I also think the Eagles are such a funny team. I've never seen a more unhappy championship-winning team than the Eagles. they're angry every week about something or another.
That's just that area, man. That's what they grew up with.
Yeah, I know. They're 7-2, and everybody's like, oh, my God, the offense was so terrible on Monday night. Yeah, the defense was awesome for the first time all year. So why can't we talk about that, too? I don't know. I have a lot of respect for the Eagles. I think the Eagles are a really, really good football team that we kind of have this really weird, like, enjoyment out of their misery. But they're good. They're a good football team. But the Lions are a good football team, too. I took the Eagles, but if you called me in an hour, I might change my mind on that. This is a really, really good football game.
All right, Frank, last one. You're well-documented with your betting acumen. You got one pick you like the most this week? You got a lock for me?
Vikings. I just think the Bears are frauds. I'm sorry, Chicago. I'm a Wisconsin guy, so you already hate me. But it's I just think the Bears are not a good football team. I just think they're not as good as their record. They're fine. They're having one of those seasons where if their record was 500, they would be like, okay, this is good progress. But now they're 6-3 and thinking they're a little bit better than they are. I just don't think the Bears are very good. And I think Brian Flores is going to put them in the blender on Sunday.
All right, can't wait to find out. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate
it. Take care.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that's Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports. You can give him a follow at Yahoo Schwab. When we come back, whoever's on hold, we're going to close you out. Then we're going to hear Jeff's song, make some predictions.
Let's get it.
Nobody go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time special to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Football Talk on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right, B, we have one holdover from Ask B Mitch Anything, so we're going to knock it out right now. My man Leo is in Gaithersburg. What's up, Leo?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Robert,
how you doing, man?
Mitch, JP.
Hey,
got a quick football question related. So, second year in a row, I've listened to DQ in his press conferences state that he's looking forward to going on an extended road trip during the season to get away and kind of build camaraderie amongst the team. I'm in my house right now. I'm looking at my wall of fame with all my sports memorabilia, and staring back at me is a picture of me when I was 8 years old at Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Well, with Joe Bugle and Art Monk, right?
Uh-huh.
B. Mitch, I know training camp when you were with the organization, it was off-site. What, in your opinion, are the benefits of having that off-site training camp? It seems to me like should be building that camaraderie during training camp and not during the season. I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school.
But I mean, I think DQ would like to go away for training camp, and I think it's about time they start doing it again. Dan started doing it because he was cheap. Let's be real.
He was charging people to come to
Ashburn. But this crew is not cheap, and I think eventually they will go. When you go on the road, you have to depend on each other. I said it to JP all the time. If I'm at home, if we do a training camp at the facility, and I got an hour or two, I'm not staying around, hanging around a hotel or whatever with the other guy. I'm going to my damn house. It's more comfortable. And every player does that. So what happens is when you go on the road, you basically, in a sense, force the older guys to deal with the young guys. Young guys ask questions to the older guys. You get that camaraderie. You start building a chemistry. And you really have to trust in each other. When you're right there at home, the guys aren't with each other as much as they probably should be. So when they go on the road, just like they did last year when they went to Arizona, we saw something click there. You know, hopefully it clicks this year. But do that at the beginning of the season and hit the ground running, you know, and I think things will be a lot better. But a lot of fans will be like, oh, man, we want them to be here for training camp. To hell with that. The team has to grow as a team, not as somebody you need to just show up and see every day to get autographs from.
Yeah, man, I've never been an autograph guy, but I get that people are. That should not be the focus. The focus should be on building a team that's going to win. Focus now shifts to wherever the hell Jeff might be. I don't know what continent he's on, frankly. But we have Jeff Walker on the line. Hello, Jeffrey. Where are you?
What up, JP? I'm in Virginia right now. I'm literally about to get dropped off to Dulles.
Okay.
All right.
And what are your travel plans?
Get on a plane and fly to Madrid.
What time your flight?
You have nonstop?
Yes, I have a nonstop.
Okay. What time is your flight?
5:30.
5:30. So what is it there now?
Oh, he's got plenty of time.
Oh, you got way more than double time.
You're early. This is the first time Jeff's ever been early for anything.
Anything. Yeah.
What are you going to do with the airport?
He's early always on some other stuff.
Nah, so you know the government was closed, and I heard it was crazy at the airport, so I took off earlier last week so I can get in to make sure I was straight, but now everything's back open.
Okay. Right. Well, good luck at the airport. What do you got for us?
Did you
today?
Leave your bow gun at home? You didn't bring. No, I'm joking.
Yes, I don't have no weapons with me.
Landfill has a question, Jeff.
Wait, so your flight's at 6, but you didn't come to work today?
Yeah, because I had to get to the airport and I had things to do, man.
All right.
If I may, my flight was at 6 on Tuesday, and I worked.
I mean, I'll be in Dulles Airport before 6 o'clock today, and I worked.
Yeah,
international flight, gotta get there early. International flight.
I was in the exact same situation. Like my flight was at 6 on Tuesday.
Y'all not Jeff Walker,
and the government was still closed.
Hey, hold on, JP. This is also JP and Finley, and I did the correct steps to have coverage there. So I don't even know why we're talking about this. Can we introduce the song?
Sure, buddy.
Yeah, Jeff, go for that.
Fire away.
Yeah, man. So this song is titled Creo Que Su Puede Ganar. Huh? And that means I believe that we can win in Spanish.
All right.
We've been getting that belt lately. And as crazy as it sounds, I believe that we can win.
Vamos sorprender el mundo en Madrid.
We're going to shock the world.
Follow me. Creo que se puede ganar. Creo que se puede ganar. Creo que se puede ganar.
Y'all ready? Let's go.
Creo que se puede
ganar.
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 Man, I hate it here. Things just not gonna wait this year. Entry bug didn't come late this year. Man, that really grind my gears. DQ call it defense now. And I hope things really turn around. It been real sad on this side of town. Waking up Sunday and getting blown out.
Creo que se puedo ganar. I believe that we can win. Los defines no ganan nada.
Them boys ain't winning-ish. Let's take them out that water. You know I like the fish. I throw them in the grill and smoke them dolphins.
Creo que se puede ganar. I believe that we can win.
We could probably win out. I know it sound crazy, but it can be done. Let's go have a good time in Madrid and bring a win back. Knuckle up. Or as the Spanish say, ponerse manos a la obra.
And that's it, fellas.
All right, so I have some thoughts. I loved what. So let's start with this. For B and we've had some audio issues this week, you know, working across an ocean. The bass popped really loud here. I assume that's not how it sounded at home, right?
It didn't sound like it on my phone.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was these microphones.
So I'm going to tell the engineer to turn it down, though, a little bit.
Well, we've been working on that all week. But no, I loved like the little Spanish guitar in there. I enjoyed the premise. I enjoyed the Spanish. Did anybody like proofread what you said? Because like, let's just hope everything you said was correct.
Okay, so first off, I got to shout out my boy Rosé. He put that beat together that day. I love what he did with the guitars as well.
I liked it a lot. It was just really loud for us. I almost want to hear it like on my phone later.
I got you. I sent it to you. And, yes, I had my boy Marlon. Marlon actually speaks Spanish, so I asked him because I did say the wrong thing at first. I said it like I read it out of a textbook, and he made me, you know, he corrected me so I could say it more common and how it's said now.
Okay, good. My boy Braden just texted me, yo, Jeff's song slaps. So the people like it. That's great. However...
Braden.
I have a
sleep on the plane. I'm gonna tell you that, Jeff, right now.
Yeah, good luck.
I don't care how you think you can roll. You don't sleep on that plane. You're gonna be falling asleep.
It'll get you.
Oh yeah, I'm going to sleep on the plane, and then we up 72 hours straight. B Mitch.
All right, we're gonna see.
I have a problem with your premise, Jeff.
What's up?
I like the premise. I believe that we will win. I think that's like the U.S. soccer chant. I'm good with that. I yelled about this a little earlier in the program. This is not a shock the world game. Like, we need to recalibrate people's expectations. Both teams are 3-7, and I understand Washington's been ass for a month, but like there's no rule that requires them to be ass on Sunday. They just need to win. This is not a shock the world game. If you want to say Detroit or Seattle the previous 2 weeks, okay. But I am adamant. Like, if you look at the numbers in this thing, you look at the point spread in this thing, this is not like a one-sided affair. That's all I'm saying.
So JP, I know we look at it like that because, you know, we look at it sports-wise, day-to-day. But, dog, I got verbally abused in the barbershop as soon as I walked in today. So, like, to the world, we are buns. Everyone's counting us out. Like, so, I didn't
say buns or bums?
Buns.
Buns and bums. They to the world, that's what we are. So we need to shock them because it's a lot of people that's doubting us. That's
can
all
I ask
I'm
just
saying.
A couple quick follow-ups, Jeff?
What's up?
Maybe Landfill might be best suited for this. Landfill, Jeff couldn't come to work today because he has to travel tonight and he had things to take care of, correct?
That's what I've heard.
Now, doesn't Jeff shave his head?
I believe so.
And one of the things he had to take care of was going to the barbershop?
Yeah, man. I had to go get that. See, I used the regular razor. I had to go get that straight razor to touch the beard up. I got to be sharp in Madrid. This the first time that Madrid get a dose of Jeff. I got to be looking good.
Have you learned nothing from Brian Mitchell?
What you mean?
Get the coochie cream. You'll be all good.
Yeah, dog. You're on the wrong stuff. That coochie cream better than that straight razor.
I got my Sex Panther packed away, too. So Lord. We're going to be smiling.
I don't know that Europe's ready for Sex Panther.
You may not make it. You may get stuck in customs.
I mean this seriously. You're not bringing those weird oils you cover yourself in that stink, are you?
You said that stink.
Hey, they don't stink. That's like, you know how you got deer attractant? That's like woman attractant.
Deer attractant stinks.
Deer attractant is urine.
No, I said, you know how deer attractant is? It's a woman attractant. You know, that's what my oils is. Woman attractive.
I'm not so sure.
It's a perfect combination.
Okay, buddy.
Here we go. No. I need to get to this first. Guy came up to me and said, yo, man. Your son going to be here? I say, my son. He said, ain't your son the DJ?
Whoa, your son the DJ?
I say, Jeff? He said, yeah. I say, Jeff ain't my damn son. He said, well, he told me he was your son. You telling people you my son?
Uh-oh.
Hell no.
When a man told me that you said, and he said, Jeff going to be doing some shows. I say, Jeff ain't doing no damn shows around here.
On Helen Walker, that's my grandmother. I would never say Brian Mitchell, my dad. I don't look that ugly.
Jeff, if you ever can have the flavor I have, food, if you can have 10% of the flavor I have, you might be all right.
I could see Jeff in his effort to get into a certain suite or a certain area he's not supposed to. Be like, yeah, I'm being your son. Like, you don't mean it, but you're just saying it.
Like Brian Mitchell cousin.
No. It means to an end.
I carry too much pride in my name. I built my name on good character for 31 years. I ain't saying I nobody kid. I'm Jeffrey Maurice Walker Jr., fellas.
Lanfield, do you have any comment on Jeff has built his name on character for 31 years?
There's a lot of wild stuff going on. I just think you guys, if you start now, you can probably apologize to all of Madrid for what Jeff's about to do to him.
I do have an idea, though. Unfortunately, Brian and I, our suitcases are just completely full. There's no room in the inn. But Lanfield has repeatedly asked for us to bring him back a leg of jamon ibérico. Maybe Jeff is your guy. Jeff, will you bring Lanfield back a leg of ham?
Hey, if they let me get on the plane with it, I don't care. We can share that ham in the studio on Tuesday.
Lanfield, do you care to share ham with Jeff?
I'm all in.
All right, Jeff, safe travels. Hit us up when you get here, dude.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right,
let's
buddy.
Go. Drink. Hey, y'all, if y'all in Madrid, meet us. Drinks on B.
I'm in on that.
That's why people think he's my son. I will not be around Jay. Believe that.
All right, Jeff. Safe travels, dude. We'll see you soon.
Jeff's a damn fool is what he is.
Just a capital F.
Extra money for me. That's how I've looked at it today.
The song was good. Yeah, our guy Ben Strober got some extra hours. We're going to make some picks. We'll let Benny make one. What is his name? Little Benny Top? Is that what he prefers? Plus white.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brian, nobody go anywhere. It's been very cool doing the radio from Madrid. The people here at Radio Marca have been very kind.
Fantastic.
Really appreciate them. Cool facility. 4 to 8 is not the time slot for me, Brian.
Nah.
It's not the time slot for me.
You gotta be cautious all day. Can't just let your hair down.
Can't get loose.
Yeah.
Time for the AAA B. Mitchell Finley poll of the day. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. The question is simple today from Professor Landini. Will the Commanders win on Sunday? We'll go around the room. We'll let little Ben Top, little Top Ben.
Whatever he is.
Little Top, unfunny Ben, whatever you want to call it.
Red Top.
Yeah, there we go. Red Top. That's a good one, B. Mitch. Will the Commanders win? Yes, they'll get a win.
All right.
Hi, Benny.
White Brian.
No.
Hater.
White Brian delivering with his usual enthusiasm.
Yeah, so much enthusiasm, boy. We got fired up for that.
Professor Landini.
No, I do think they'll snap the blowout streak, but they're losing this game.
Brian?
They're winning this game.
I think they win, too.
Yeah.
NFL's a crazy world. It's a week-to-week league, man. Past results do not guarantee future returns. Landfill, hit the button. Let's make some bets. Dub B, who won the week?
JP, you did.
Bang!
The line last night did change, but we got you at plus 13. So I called it a push. So you
all
won.
All right. We'll push all day. Anybody got any winners?
Yeah, the line, it don't make a difference if the line change or not. The line sets when you make the bet. You
we
don't know that, Brian?
13.
The thing is, JP cheated.
No, I'm just
saying. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Wherever you put the bet in is where the line stays.
No, it very clearly states you're only allowed to put in bets in the continental United States. So, sorry, don't count.
So, because I got a push from Europe?
Yeah, all your Europe bets
bounce.
Don't count.
I got the Iberian Peninsula push.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody give us a winner. Little Benny, give us a winner. Wizards play this weekend?
For this weekend? We don't bet
on
Friday.
We're going to go Commanders bet here. Von Miller, 49% of the snaps last week. We're dire straits in terms of pass rushers on the edge. Give me Von Miller to record a sack at plus 300.
I got a winner.
I like that. Landfill's got a winner.
Who you got, Landfill? The Spanish national soccer team.
Who are they playing?
Georgia.
The state or the country?
The country.
The Bulldogs could play now. I don't know about Georgia.
I don't think they could play them in soccer.
I don't know, man. Them dogs.
I do
know. Aggression.
I do know. Spain's good.
Okay. I thought we were sticking to the Commanders game, but Spain is also, you know,
the Dolphins. The Dolphins will win the Commanders game.
You know, Spain against Georgia has to be like a minus.
I'm taking B Mitch against the Tequila tonight.
You think you could beat Tequila? Tequila's undefeated. Yeah,
I'm going to beat Tequila.
Father Time, that other thing, and Tequila are undefeated.
What's the other thing, Jake?
White Brian, what's your lock this weekend?
North Texas minus 18.5 against UAB.
The Mean Green.
Why are you laughing, Brian? Sound like
he was showing some
there.
Personality, B.
Yeah, no personality.
I like, Lanville, this is right up your alley, buddy. I like Tua over 1.5 rush yards this weekend.
How many?
1.5.
He will gain a yard, probably lose it after that.
I also wouldn't hate a Greg Dulcich over.
You make that guy up?
I believe he's tight end for the Dolphins.
His line's 21.5.
I got Tua. That's my action. You just taking the Commanders, B? What are you doing?
I took me over the Tequila.
I'm sorry. How could I forget? Thank you to everybody that listened.
13.5 over.
Thank you to Radio Marca, sincerely. Thanks to the boys for putting up with us. It's been an interesting week, but a lot of fun. Thank you to Barry's for Luga. Thank you to Frank Schwab and Travis Wingfield and Jeff. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B-Man shows you some tequila.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.